Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, before we turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds this morning, we'd like to invite you to attend services with us at Independence Baptist Church. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and our services will be starting at 10 a.m. this morning with Sunday school, followed by worship services at 11 a.m. And this afternoon, we'll be meeting for prayer at 3:45, followed by worship services at 4:30. And we would absolutely enjoy being able to see you join us this morning. Now, for those of you that have been able to listen to the broadcast so far this month, you know that the topic is creation. And so before we get any further into our time, I want to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds so he can continue on this very, very important topic of creation.
This morning, I'd like to continue on the same message we've been preaching for a good while, and is talking about that Jesus Christ is the creator of this whole world. Everything that you see has been created by God, for God, and everything will give God the glory and honor that he so much deserves. Now notice this morning in the book of John, chapter number 1. In John 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Notice what it says in verse number 3. John 1, verse 3. "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Wow. Now, the Bible says it here. In John chapter number 1 and verse number 3, "All things were made by him," that is, by Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God. That is exactly who he is. He is the Word of God. "And without him was not anything made that was made." And so Jesus Christ had his hand in everything that you can ever even think about. Now notice, in the book of John 1 and verse number 14, the Bible said, "And the Word was made flesh." That is, the Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now this explains exactly who the Word is. The Word is Jesus Christ, according to verse number 14. "And the Word was made flesh." That's Jesus Christ. He was made flesh, and he came and dwelt among us. God is greater than anything we could ever imagine that he is. I know that one of these days, when we die and we see the Lord, that he is going to be revealed to us in all of his majesty, in all of his glory, and all of his splendor. And then, in that day, we're going to be simply amazed at how great that he really, really is. Now also look in the book of Colossians 1 and verse number 16. These scriptures tell us that the creatorial God is all through the Bible. I know there are those that just want to throw out the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis. But in order to do that, they need to throw out the whole Bible. I mean, that's the truth. Because the whole Bible reflects the Word of God and how that he is a creatorial God. He is the Savior of men, and he does everything. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, when he died on the cross of Calvary, it reflected how much that he loves us. And it also reflected how much that men hate him. Think of that. Notice in the book of Colossians 1 and verse number 14. The Bible said here, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." That's talking about Jesus Christ. He is the image of the invisible God. You can't see God the Father, but you can see Jesus Christ through the Word of God, the Bible. It's there. That's why that today that Satan desires many, many versions of the Bible. That's why that Satan is trying to put down all the Word of God. This is an amazing thing when you think about it. But the Bible said in verse number 16, "For by Him were all things created." We've talked about that in the first three messages. "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him." So the Bible makes it very clear here, does it not, that Jesus Christ has created everything. The Bible here even goes so far as to say that God made everything in heaven. God also made everything on the earth. God made things that we can see, and God made things that we cannot see. The Bible even goes on and says that He is the one that established thrones, that He's the one that established dominions, that He is the one that established principalities. God has created. He is the Creator God. Wow. Just think of how marvelous all of that is. Now, look in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 8, and verse number 6. The Bible said here, "But to us there is but one God, the Father, in whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him." This verse is very clear, is it not? This verse tells us that there's only one God, God the Father, and this God controls everything. We are in the Father through the death of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. The verse also states that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Creator of everything, even us. This settles our lives completely if we learn to trust Him, because He is the Creator. It is through Jesus Christ that we live. It is through Jesus Christ that we move. It is through Jesus Christ that we have our being. It is through Jesus Christ that we have everything. He is our Creator. This is a marvelous and a wonderful thing just to think about. Now, the point we're trying to make here involves the fact that God has created all things through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are only accountable to Christ. He is the one that has made us. He is the one that has formed us. And He is the one that we must be obedient to. Now, just turn back to the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. And let's read again about the Holy Spirit. In verse number 2, in the latter part of verse number 2, the Bible says, "And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters." Understand that even though at this point there is no life at all, the Holy Spirit is recognizing the potential that will be revealed when there is life. The Holy Spirit of God and God the Father and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, are exactly equal. There are three, and yet they are one. They do things in unity. Anyone who reads these scriptures we're going to give to you and really understands them also understands that Jesus Christ is the Creator. It is very plain in these scriptures. From all over the Bible, we want to read these many, many passages. The Bible is literally full of verses that speak of the creation of this world. It's not just in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, chapter number 2. It's not just in those few verses. But it's all over the Bible. These verses all reflect the fact that God created the world by speaking it into existence. But this morning, we want to look at just a very few of these verses. In the book of Job 26. This is one of the first books that was really ever written. But this book is written about a man, a good man, an upright man, who Satan desired to have, but he couldn't get him. Satan might want you, but remember that he can never, ever get you unless God says it's okay. Everything has to go through the Lord. You see, the Bible states in the book of Job 26 and verse number 13, "By his Spirit he hath garnished the heavens, his hand hath formed the crooked serpent." When God created Satan, he was not the crooked serpent. I don't think he was at all. But God created Satan with the ability to rebel against him, as God has created all angels with that same ability to rebel against him. God also created man with the ability to rebel against him. Think of that. God has created Lucifer, and God has created him perfect and upright and whole, but God has created him with the ability to rebel against him, just like God created Adam and his wife, and they were perfect and entire in the Garden of Eden, had everything that they needed, but they had the ability to rebel against him. You see, both angels and mankind rebelled against God, but God never did anything to turn Satan or any of the angels back to him. The fact that Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary for us who are willful sinners in the sight of Almighty God is a great and a marvelous thing. Think of how wretched that we really were, that we didn't have anything at all. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Salvation is a great gift. Understand that that is so. God never did offer redemption to any of the fallen angels. God has been much more merciful to us, whom he made less than the angels. I am very, very thankful that God has touched me with his everlasting life. It wasn't something that I earned, not something that I deserved, but it's a free gift that God has simply given to me. I'm grateful to God that he has touched me, that he's used me in my life, pleasing to himself. I pray today that if you're lost, that you might see what Jesus Christ is well able to do for you. If you're lost, just trust the Lord. Come to him regardless of what you've done. Just trust Jesus Christ. He, and he alone, is well able to wash away all of your sins. You might say, "I've sinned too much." No, you haven't. Listen, Jesus Christ even saved the Apostle Paul. Jesus Christ even saved the thief on the cross. Jesus Christ can save you as well. Today, if you're lost, distrust Jesus Christ. Look to him. He is your creator. He is your savior. He is the one that loves you more than anything else. We pray for you that God would bless you today.
Well, we trust that these messages on creation have been a blessing to you. You know, it's a topic that many people want to avoid, but there is so much in the Bible about his wonderful creation, and it's not something we should be ashamed of or try to avoid. It is absolutely a wonderful topic. And if you missed any of the messages so far, be sure and log on to our website at independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. From there, you'll be able to listen to any of the prior broadcasts that you might have missed. Well, as it always does, the time has once again slipped away from us. But before we leave this morning, we do want to thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will continue to use this time to be a blessing to you. And Lord willing, we'll be talking to you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. as we once again open the Bible and talk about God's precious Word.